You're with SBS Radio.
Sydney is Australia's safest city and the fifth safest in the world. So says The Economist's 2019 Safe Cities Index. But as far as Lucy Turnbull is concerned, there's room for improvement.
And if women feel that they can, you know, move around and go from place to place, they'll be able to participate economically in the life of the city, but also socially in the life of the city, and feel that sense of freedom that comes with being able to move around. So that will, you know, encourage them to go out at night, have fun with their friends, go to the theatre, go to movies, go out for dinner, and feel safe. And all those things will have a positive economic impact.
Ms Turnbull is the Chief Commissioner of the Greater Sydney Commission, the agency responsible for advising the New South Wales Government on city planning. She says the safety of women has economic implications.
And if women feel that they can, you know, move around and go from place to place, they'll be able to participate economically in the life of the city, but also socially in the life of the city, and feel that sense of freedom that comes with being able to move around. So that will, you know, encourage them to go out at night, have fun with their friends, go to the theatre, go to movies, go out for dinner, and feel safe. And all those things will have a positive economic impact.
The Commission has developed what it's calling an Australian First Charter to combat street harassment and violence against women and girls. The Charter encourages businesses to sign up and submit initiatives that embrace nine principles to promote the safety of women and girls in city spaces, including culture change, listening, and continual improvement of policy. The Charter covers 36 local government areas in the Greater Sydney region, which are home to 5.1 million people. Ms Turnbull says for city planners, the Charter's pledge means ensuring the design of the city reduces the risk or fear of being ambushed.
We need to design places which are well lit and which don't have sort of lots of corners you can hide behind, so people can walk through places and not feel that they can be ambushed or feel unsafe. Good to have a level of lighting design so that people don't feel scared when they visit bus stops late at night.
The Charter was developed in consultation with 80 community groups and was informed by research from advocacy group Plan International that found more than 90% of women and girls in Sydney feel unsafe in the city centre after dark. Sydney-based Plan International youth activist Alice Rummery says feeling unsafe has forced women to limit their movements, and in her case it meant quitting her retail job because she didn't feel safe walking home late at night after she was harassed.
There was a small percentage of women, even though it is a small percentage, it's significant because if you are made to leave work, uni or school because of the harassment that you experience getting from place to place, that really does limit your ability to participate in the space, leaving social events early, not going to social events, paying money for ride shares when we don't have that money to do so, and also just walking through situations where we feel unsafe with the knowledge that we feel unsafe and not being able to do anything about it, learning how to hold our keys like a weapon, like a lot of women know when I mention that what that means. These little things are ingrained in some women's lives because they don't feel safe, and I've definitely experienced and had to do these things, and it really is such a shame and something that we can do something about.
Ms Rummery says it's important that women and girls have input into city design.
Having young women's voices in this conversation is not only important, but it's integral. The research from Plan International has found that between the ages of 11 and 33 are when women experience the most prevalent harassment. And not only is that experience so personal to the individual, but it's you can't be replicated. You can't show people what it's like. You can only talk and people can listen and try and use that knowledge to help create better policy and create better initiatives.
Participating organisations, which so far include Transport for New South Wales, Merivale Group, Sydney Business Group and the Community Housing Industry Association, will be expected to review and report back on their progress towards the Charter's goals. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.